A question that often comes up is whether or not one can use other beverages other than wine for Kiddush on Shabbat. And in actual fact, this is a Machloket Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that you can, some Rishonim say that you can't. The Rambam in Perek Kaf Tet of Hilchot Shabbat Halacha Yud Zayin, he says you can use other beverages for Havdalah. So the implication is, seeing as he doesn't mention using other beverages for Kiddush, that he holds that for Kiddush you can only use wine. And that's what the Yerushalmi in Masechet Brachot in the 8th Perek says as well. However, the Gaonim and the Rosh in Masechet Aveh Psachim, they say that you can use other beverages for Kiddush. If that's the case, how are they going to deal with the Yerushalmi that says you can't? So the Rosh says that the Yerushalmi is talking about if wine is available. If wine is available, then you can't use other beverages. If there's no wine available, then even the Yerushalmi would agree that you can use other beverages. But even though the Rosh says that you can use other beverages, nevertheless, he says that if for whatever reason you're not going to be using wine on Friday night, then in actual fact you should make Kiddush over the Challah, because the Rambam holds that you can't use other beverages, and the Rambam holds that you can use the Challah if necessary. That's on Friday night. But Shabbat day, the Rosh says it would be better to use other beverages for Kiddush rather than the Challah. Why? Because if you were to make Kiddush Shabbat day over the Challah, it wouldn't be clear that it's Kiddush, in the sense that Shabbat day, the Nusach, as we discussed yesterday, the Nusach for Kiddush is just the Bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Borei Pri Hagafen. There's no longer Nusach. So if you're just saying Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, well, that's what you say at the beginning of every meal in any event, so then you're not making it special. So therefore, the Rosh says that you should make Kiddush Shabbat day on other beverages. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reishayin Bet Se'if Tet brings both opinions, seems to Paskin like the Rosh, with the caveat of the Rosh that if you can only do this if there's no wine available. The Rosh also agrees that if there's wine available, then one should make Kiddush over wine. That seems to be what the Shulchan Aruch is saying as well, that if wine is available, then you should use it both for Friday night Kiddush and Shabbat day Kiddush. And that's certainly what all the Achronim say as well. Obviously, there's the question, what's the definition of not available? It seems there are three dayos in the Rishonim. One possibility is it means that there's no wine in the house. You have to go round to a neighbour. The next possibility is that the neighbour's got, the neighbour hasn't got, but there is available in the city. And the third possibility is that there isn't even wine available in the city, but you could travel a journey and wine is in theory available. So it's true, on Shabbat you can't travel that journey, but what it would mean is that certainly Friday night you'd have to make over the challah. Shabbat day, just making a bracha on a beverage, so it's not such an issue. In any event, the minhag is that many people on Shabbat day do use schnapps or whiskey, cherry brandy, whatever it might be, vodka, to make Kiddush on. And that seems to be not really what one should do, especially if one's got wine available. But nevertheless, this is a minhag that goes back several hundred years. The Bach cites it already as being a long-established minhag. So the question is, how is it that there is this minhag, and the Bach and other Acharonim say, you know, the Gedolim do this. Gedolim make Kiddush Shabbat day over Sheikhar, over schnapps. So how can that be permissible? So the Taz explains that wine is very expensive. Seeing as wine is very expensive, it's if you haven't got wine available, you'll use it for Friday night because there's no real other alternatives, and Friday night Kiddush is Doraita. But Shabbat day, you'll use something else. The Magen Avraham assumes that people prefer to drink the other beverages. They prefer to drink whiskey or vodka, and therefore, because it's chaviv, so therefore you can use it Shabbat day rather than using wine. And that's essentially what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't like those explanations, and he comes up with an alternative explanation, and he says that in Northern Europe, wine was very scarce. It had to be imported. They didn't grow grapes in Northern Europe. And therefore, wine wasn't so easily available. And basically, people mainly used raisin wine, Yain Simukim. But there's a question about raisin wine. Really, what is the correct bracha for raisin wine? Is it Borei Pri HaGafen or is it Charcoal? So the Maisa, we say Borei Pri HaGafen over raisin wine, but it's questionable. So therefore, some people were makpid. It wasn't a kula to use Shaar Mashkin on Shabbat day. It was really a chumra. Friday night, you have to make kiddush over the wine. So you'll use raisin wine. But Shabbat day, where there's an option to use something else, so why use raisin wine where there's a safik about the bracha? Use something else where there's no safik about the bracha whatsoever. So certainly, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, we don't use raisin wine any longer. We use regular wine, so there's no question about the bracha. So therefore, there isn't justification to use whiskey or vodka instead. According to the Taz, who said the issue is that wine is expensive. Well, whiskey and vodka are also expensive, so it seems that it's preferable to use wine. According to the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Brura, where they say that the other beverages are chaviv, you prefer them. So that might be valid, but it depends. You know, if a person, you know, does enjoy drinking wine, so there doesn't seem to be any good grounds not to use wine for kiddush. If a person really doesn't like wine, doesn't like grape juice, they use it Friday night because you've got to for the mitzvah. But otherwise, they never drink wine. They'll never have a glass of wine with their meal. But you offer them a scotch, they'll say, l'chaim, thank you very much. In that case, it would be chaviv, and then you could, then there would be grounds to use it. But otherwise, you know, the Achronim all say that it's mitzvah min hamuvcha. Certainly, it's the best way to do it is to use wine. Also, the Mishnah Brura and other Achronim flag up that if you're using whiskey or something like that, so then you have to be careful to make sure that still you're using something that a kost that holds a shear, holds a revit. You can't use a little shot glass because a little shot glass doesn't hold a revit of whiskey. There is a shita of the Bach in Hilchot Brachot, that the share of a revi'it is only for wine, and other beverages have a different share. That's usually regarded as a kula. So for whiskey, you have 25cc. That's a shot of whiskey. That's a share of whiskey. Of course, if you were using beer, then maybe it would have to, or cider, maybe it would have to be a pint or half a pint. But in any event, the Mishnah Brura says to make sure that you have a revi'it in the kos, and that you drink melor lugmath, you drink a mouthful. But as I say, it seems that it would really be best practice to use wine or grape juice. Tomorrow, Be'ezrat Hashem, we will discuss what qualifies as chamar medina, what type of other beverages one is allowed to use for kiddush and Shabbat day and Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat. Ad kan.